I'm kind of curious in terms of the clinical science, Peter. What are your thoughts, putting aside cost for a second, just in terms of what you've seen in this trial and the benefits of patients?
Well, I think that what we've seen is the precursors for an advantage, and that what we've seen is higher response rate, longer time to progression. We've seen what we see in most such instances. We've seen at least a trend to an improvement in survival, although the difference in survival isn't that striking.
Let me speak to that, because we had great debates within ECOG about whether we should show the survival data at all.
You showed survival curves.
I showed projected survival curves that are very unstable. We do not have stable medians because less than half the patients have died. So those are actuarial curves. They change dramatically from the first time they were done. I can virtually guarantee you they will change again. Had I not shown them, people would have been having the same argument about survival than if I showed the data we have.
Well, to make a clinical comment, I think, given the fact that we're not talking about big steps going by the median survival, we're talking about tiny squiggles going by median survival, you're pretty far along in those. What was the median follow-up of the trial?
It's not median follow-up. Less than half the patients have died. We have half the number of events we need for a meaningful median survival analysis. If you would like the survival data that is certain, I can give you the one-year survival data, because everybody now has 1 year of follow-up, and those numbers are certain and they will not change. There is a 10% improvement in one-year survival with the patients treated with the combination compared to those who got paclitaxel alone. Median is way too early to know.